True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. And we're trying to get our Pablo Torre on as we speak, man. We're trying to investigate and see what the GM of the Houston Texans middle name is. But, somebody reached out to me and said they're going to try to find out.
Ooh. All right.
So we have correspondence on it. Yeah, yeah, hopefully we can get it before the show ends. But
Nicholas
for right,
Esquire Casario.
You got to go through his garbage to see what the old mail says.
Yeah.
Is that a felony?
Maybe.
I think that's a felony.
It might be. But for right now, we're going to roll with Nicholas Cage Casario.
Yeah, that's the best
I
one.
I guess, yeah, until we find out his real name.
From the 832, Nicholas Denzel Casario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody said Nicholas Olufemi Casario. I was like, he don't got a Nigerian middle name.
Yeah.
I bet that
would be hilarious if he did.
I would throw myself off of the chair if that was what it was.
Y'all might be related at that point.
Me and my cousin.
Cousin.
Anywho, we'll get to that later on. But a silly criminal right here, man. So just imagine a man who is on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship.
So he was partying.
Yeah,
so Royal Caribbean, huh? See, if you're talking about someone acting up on a cruise ship, I thought it would be Carnival.
Oh, I was thinking Carnival. Yeah, Carnival is known as the big.
That's the party. Yeah, pretty much. But so apparently, a guy decided to jump off the ship because he had a gambling debt of $16,700. And so we're going to go to Cruise News Today, who kind of keep up with all the news stories that drama that happens on cruise ships.
There's a Cruise News Network?
It is.
Why have I not been watching this?
Yeah, so
I bet that is incredible.
Hey, here's the Cruise News Today with the story.
A Royal Caribbean passenger is facing federal charges after jumping overboard in San Juan, Puerto Rico to avoid more than $16,000 in gambling debt. Yeah, authorities say that Jay Gonzalez Diaz leapt from Rhapsody of the Seas during debark in San Juan. He was quickly picked up by a jet ski boat and arrested near the Capitol building. Officials say he carried nearly $15,000 in cash, multiple cell phones, and five different IDs, including one belonging to his incarcerated brother. He's charged with failing to report large amounts of cash entering a U.S. territory and has since been released on bail. This is the second person jumping off a Royal Caribbean ship in the past 2 months.
Wait, what?
Well, remember, the other one was a heroic story, wasn't it? The kid fell in the water.
Oh, I don't recall.
I don't remember
at all.
That.
You remember that the kid fell in the water and the dad jumped in, and then
shout
they ended up saving him. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
But that's a long jump too. Them things are giant.
Baby. Yeah, yeah, no, very long jump. By the way, he is facing $250,000 fine,
mm-hmm.
and he can face up to 5 years in prison. So
you know that report. I'm glad you played. What is it, Cruise News?
Yeah, it was Cruise News Today on YouTube.
That changed my whole attitude. I thought this was just a really sad case of a desperate guy that went into debt and didn't know how to pay and jumped off and now faces criminal charges. No, this dude is a criminal.
No, he's a criminal.
Yeah, this dude is a criminal.
And he tried to dip out on that debt.
Like, sounds like he's done it before done something similar.
Yeah, especially he got the I don't want to say the fake passport or whatever
like,
it was.
But brother. He said he had his brother's, which that feels like a real oversight here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have the fake passports, but then
like three. So one of them, I guess, was his brother's.
Yeah, that's phony right there.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, that is a trail. Yeah. Like, at least if you're going to have fake ones, just have all fake ones so that they can't tie you back to who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fake, but this one will get you this. You'll figure out who I am real quick with this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, man, I guess now I lost all sympathy. Yeah.
I lost all sympathy.
Yeah, he owe even more now than if he would have just stayed on the play. Maybe he was just running from something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it was more than just the money.
We got more?
You got more names?
Sorry, bro. Someone said Nicholas Percival. Someone said his middle name is Carmen. And my personal favorite right now from the 281, Nick at Night Casario. Why are you like this?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. So I want to ask y'all this. So we got a couple snacks that's kind of, I guess hitting the shelves, guess, or the freezers in this case. So I want to know if you would try this. Would you try this new sunscreen flavor ice cream?
What does sunscreen taste like?
Who is this for?
Yeah, what does sunscreen taste like?
That's what I want to know. I use it a little bit, but not enough to taste it. But so apparently Carnival Cruises, we just brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Carnival Cruises and Van Loen teamed up with to make this happen. And it's pretty much the flavors of vanilla with notes of coconut and salt, and it got a salty kick,
like
to
the
it.
Salted caramel or something like that.
I guess so.
Well, that's not sunscreen. They're just calling it that.
I guess they just calling it sunscreen. Yeah. And People Magazine apparently got their hands on this, and they said it was surprisingly good. So, is this something you would be interested?
In? The vanilla, coconut, and salt. Actually sounds pretty good, but the name is not hitting.
Yeah.
Sunscreen flavored ice cream?
Yeah, I don't understand where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have like some type of coconut vanilla sunscreen or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's just supposed to be something cute to kind of give you the effect of vacation. But that would be, in fact, it was incredibly off-putting. Sunscreen, who does? It reminds me of the people or like the kind of like the stunt marketing of doing some random flavor of like Mountain Dew, like Cheeto Mountain Dew, just to like get your attention. Because nobody actually wants this, right?
Or garlic ice cream.
Ugh, yes.
Garlic pepper ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
What about this one? I think everybody might be on board with this one. Girl Scout, they got a new cookie coming out. And it is Rocky Road inspired.
Okay.
So this cookie is called Explore Moors.
Explore Moors. I like that.
That's a good name.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you down to try that one?
Hell yeah. Rocky Road?
Yeah, Rocky Road.
All about it.
I mean, I definitely want to try it because that gives me another option when I get accosted going in to buy groceries by the Girl Scouts.
Are we getting close to that time again?
I'd never remember. It always sneaks up on me. I'm
March,
like, damn it.
Something?
I'm
Yeah. So this time you ain't got to kind of hide and run to your car.
Still going to have to hide because they're going to be hitting you like five times in a week.
Yeah, that's right.
You can still go to them and be like, I want to try that new cookie y'all got.
Well, now that, yes.
That's a reason to go up to the table and not try to act like y'all broke boys.
When was the last time they broke out a new cookie though? Like they keep it real to the
I think this has been a while because this is kind of a bigger deal now.
January through April.
Okay.
Is cookie January through April.
So you got a little time.
Football season. Yeah.
You got a little time.
Thin Mint is the answer, by the way.
Nah, I'm with, what's the peanut butter one again? I'd be forgetting the name of it. But the peanut butter one is my favorite.
All right. So the last one, this one comes with a question. It's a personal situation that happened to me. So Reese's and Oreos got a collab. I don't know if you guys seen this.
I'm listening.
Yeah, definitely listening.
Yeah, so they had created a Oreo cookie with Reese's in the middle of it. So just like a regular Oreo cookie with the Reese's flavor in that.
Hell yes.
They also created a Reese's cup with the Oreo flavor in the middle.
Actually, yes, the more I thought about it, I was like, I don't like Oreos that much.
This context, I like the Oreo in the Reese's cup sound. It sounds better.
Really?
More okay. chocolatey on the outside with the peanut butter. Yeah.
I'm intrigued by both of them, to be honest. Like, I'm down to get them.
Mm-hmm. I'll try them if somebody already has them. What I realized, my brain was like, huh, that sounds interesting. And then I thought, you know what I'd rather have? Just a Reese's cup. I think I just want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this conversation popped up because I was talking to my wife, and she have a cousin here. And she told me about this this flavor because I didn't know anything about it. And so my wife's cousin decided, she heard about this. She decided to pre-order the snack.
Pre-order a cookie.
Ain't no
or
way.
Whatever
that,
it is.
Yeah. Ain't no way. Is that too far?
Yes.
Yes, that's too much.
Because, look, I'm the one that I pre-ordered a damn digital game that was going to be there regardless.
Different. Yeah.
And I was upset about that. But I never heard nobody pre-order a snack. Did that kind of tell you all you need to know?
You're pre-ordering a Reese's peanut butter cup?
The fact that they have it available to pre-order is insane.
My mouth hit the ground. I'm like, what?
Like, what's the advantage to pre-ordering? Do they give you anything special? Or you get the cookie.
I have no. I never even thought about pre-ordering anything food related like that.
I don't.
I would just go in the store to see if it's not there.
Get something else.
Yeah, I just maybe go to another store. Yeah. But I never thought about pre-ordering a pack of Oreos.
I don't even pre-order concert tickets. You know, like when you try
you're at Will Call every time?
No, when you try to get on that some lists and stuff to get there early. I don't even do that. Like, I can wait, man. I don't get to go through all that stuff and they have all my information and all that stuff.
And see, I would understand that though.
Yeah.
I would understand that. I'm like, she pre-ordered a snack?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it because I'm trying to be more respectful. But when Retro Ren said it, I was like, it is Big Bactivities. You're very right. The only thing I'm thinking about is it would be cool to like not have to think, oh, okay, it's out. Let me go get it. If it just shows up to your door.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, I would feel bad.
A pre-order is a pre-order,
I would
man.
Feel bad.
Yeah, nah, I would probably go to the store to get it the day it dropped. Like, I feel like that's different, but... Yeah. If it's not even out, I'm like, oh, I got to pay. I'm paying for it before it's even out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm back, right? Like, I cannot justify paying for food well before I eat it.
Right.
Like, that messes with my brain.
It ain't even hit the streets yet.
Mm-hmm.
You paying for it.
That's crazy.
By
the way, did you say Nick Elodian Casario?
We're getting real wild with the weird ones because somebody said Nick Knack Paddywhack Casario. I'm like, all right, we're doing a lot here as we were still guessing what we believe Nick Casario's middle name to be.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I don't think we talked about this, but somebody actually won the Powerball.
Was one of them in Texas?
No.
What?
Really?
Yeah. I heard one was in Texas, one is in Missouri.
Yeah, I saw the one that was $8. In the middle of the...
Did you
actually play it?
I bought a ticket. Really? I bought a five, you know, the little five thing, and one of them was $8.
So you up three?
No, I'm down like 25.
Oh.
Yeah, so somebody won over the weekend, mm-hmm. and before the winner was announced and all that stuff, a news station caught up with a lady in Alabama, mm-hmm. and I guess she was coming out the gas station.
I like her.
And they asked her, "Hey, what would you do if you won that $1 billion or whatever they was giving out?"
I tell you exactly what I'd do with the first $70 million. I'd pay off Kalen DeBoer and get him the heck out of the University of Alabama, and then I'd take whatever else it took to get rid of the AD. So I'd give him a church money. I don't know how much of what I'd have, you know, after I paid my taxes, but I'm sure I'd have plenty with this kind of deal, but I know I'm not going to win. I just hope I win some scratch-offs.
Roll damn time. Man. I love that. Man,
I wish she would have won.
Her priorities are all straight.
She says
first and foremost,
she wanted to get the coach out and the AD before she give the money to God.
She was like, and then I'm gonna make sure I break Jesus off right quick. But first, we got to get the first things first, which is get Kalen DeBoer up out of here, get the AD out of here.
Yeah.
And she's like, I will also pay my taxes. I want you to understand.
Yeah, that was the first. Look, I'm gonna play this again real quick.
I tell you exactly what I'd do with the first $70 million. I'd pay off Kalen DeBoer and get him the heck out of the University of Alabama, and then I'd take whatever else it took to get rid of the AD. So I'd give him a church money.
Then I'd get the church money.
I don't know how much of what I'd have.
See, that's where you're wrong. She did give to her church first. Alabama football, baby.
That's right. Yeah.
that is her church.
You know what I also love? On top of everything else that she said that makes me certain that she is 100% real and not BSing, she knew the exact buyout dollar. She was like $70 million to contractually get him out of here.
She looked like a sweet lady, too.
She is. She sounded very. She didn't cuss
her
once.
Football.
Yeah.
She didn't cuss once.
She said, I get him the heck out of here and the AD, whatever that costs.
She didn't even throw in a roll damn tide in there.
And then I give a little something to my church and taxes and all that stuff.
And the best part about it is she's so serious that she's like, I don't even know if I have any money left. Yeah, but like, she's like, I will use the whole thing. I'll use it all up. We got to get this Bama football right.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And get y'all out of here real quick. Salute to Wade Phillips, man.
Hey.
Houston legend. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. Apparently, he was kind of in a situation on social media.
I saw this.
And Lopez, you talked about the Carrie Underwood, mm-hmm. the fake story.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was another fake story going around about old Wade Phillips. I think this popped up on Facebook, pretty much saying Broncos legendary coach. I hate that part. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
H-Town, man.
Yeah.
But it said former Broncos head coach Wade Phillips has passed away, blah, 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 blah. So somebody on Twitter decided to tag him and said, at son of bum, you good, fam? Wade Phillips decided to reply and said, a sick and cruel person sent this false information on me. Me and my family and friends are very upset. Why would anyone want to do this? I am in good health and I feel great, except for this.
Went and made him mad. They mm-hmm. really shouldn't have done that.
I appreciate the guy that said, you good, fam?
Yeah, yeah, the quick that social media well check. Yeah. And I would have loved if he was just like, yeah, dog.
Yeah, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, what happened? No, but more than anything, I'm actually just happy that he's here.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
In a weird way, it made me happy to be like, oh, yeah, that's right. We still got Wade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so salute to Wade Phillips, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And yet another fantastic edition of Figgy's Mixtape. All right, Nicholas Hingle McCringleberry Cassette. Come on. Nicholas the Thessalonians. Come on now.
Nicholas Aaron Casario.
All right.
Nicholas Popsqually Casario.
Y'all are losing it at this point. Y'all are wilding. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive who are out on location at the Buffalo Wild Wings. I believe that's out there on Tomball Parkway. So let's catch up with the fellas. But before we do that, what happened to all the patient ABs that the Houston Astros had been taking? Let's discuss that next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.